What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, Christy.
Hey, Will.
How are you?
Oh, man, I'm so good.
I got nothing.
Okay.
I'm so excited about today's episode because it is what, Christy? It is our first ever
live
show.
Well, you asked me what.
Well, I'm going to answer my own question, so I know the answer is correct.
Guys, today is the first ever I Hear Voices Live coming to you from Fan Expo here in Denver, Colorado.
Very exciting. Our first ever show. We got Billy West come out here. We also are going to let people play and pick their own voices. This has been so much fun. I wish we had 3 hours. I really do.
I Hear Voices.
Yes, everybody showed up. Yes, and I didn't actually fall, so, well, what's one step ahead?
Oh, my gosh, thank you. You are, I love you all so much.
This is amazing.
This is so
Everybody's
cool.
Here, Christy.
I can't believe it. This is like our coming out party. We're really excited.
I love that. It's like a gender reveal without the fire, you know, possibility. Which is nice.
Just the flash photography, right?
Exactly.
Well, how many of you have heard of our podcast, I Hear Voices?
How many of you think you can be voiceover actors? There we go.
Oh, my gosh. Are we excited to hear the voices that you guys are enthusiastic to show
us? This is going
to
be awesome. I cannot wait for this
and
our slim 70s microphones.
I know. It is pretty cool. It's like The Price is Right.
So excited. I'm so excited.
Well, we have a really special guest today.
Yes.
I was so excited, Will, when we got the text that this guest
didn't hate us so much that he would actually
consider
come and join us for a little while.
I was confused, actually. I was like, you know, you always think to yourself, well, this is a podcast that we're so enthusiastic about. And here, and this was literally the whole reason why we decided to do this podcast was because of you guys, because of the fans at Comic-Cons.
And, everyone, well, yeah, everybody was walking up kind of saying, how do I become a voice actor? I can do this. Let me show you some of these voices. And we were like, we got to give people a platform to actually try this.
Yeah. And so we were stuck in, you know, L.A. doing, you know, some studio versions of this. And then we've also done it in our Zoom. And
our little Zoom rooms.
Our Zoom rooms.
Which is how everybody now gets to know each other.
Yeah.
It is like, oh, I met her on Zoom. It's like, you didn't meet anybody
yet.
It's not a thing.
And this is really, I'm touched, man.
This is cool.
This is a vision of us. And you guys are a part of that. Thank you so much.
First ever live one.
For sharing this.
So exciting. Should we just bring out our guests? I think we need to bring out our guests.
I mean, let's introduce them like we would if we were in studio, too.
I think we should. So, I think you've all heard of this man because he's a legend. I think he probably is the best way to put it.
I mean, an icon?
An icon, absolutely. I mean, right now, everybody probably knows him from Futurama. Where he plays basically everyone. But he was also at one point called the next Mel Blanc. I mean, you name it, he's done it. Up to and including the Cheerios Bee. He's been everybody. So can we bring him out now, Christy? Would you mind? Would you do the honors? Because I think it's important.
I would be so happy to bring out the I Hear Voices first live podcast guest, Mr. Billy West.
Yes. As they say on YouTube, hey guys.
Hey guys, click and subscribe.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know what to
say.
Follow. See me on, what's the other thing they're always hawking?
TikTok?
Is that the other one?
No, the one with Patreon.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that one. Okay. Yes. Come to Patreon.
Yes.
Good. You found a way to make money without working. That's the idea.
Oh, Billy, I don't know where to start with you, sir. So we wanted to do this podcast for a long time, and then we said, well, you know what we'll do to make it easier? We'll just print out Billy's IMDb page.
Yeah.
Can anyone read that, how small that is? This is page
one. That's a lot of words.
And it's the smallest print ever.
I didn't get that.
That's a lot of words.
No, you did get that.
There's only half.
Oh, exactly. I can't even read half of the stuff that's on here. It's unbelievable.
It's the rewards of a misspent youth.
So I guess let's start at the beginning.
Yes.
When did you...
It's a good place to start.
Thank you. Thank you, magic guy who came in and left stuff right next to me.
Thank you, Aquaman.
Thank you, magic leave him there guy. When did you get the bug? When did you wake up and say, I want to be a voiceover actor?
I never really did that. I grew up in the 50s. And my mom let me stay up and watch this show that was on television called Show of Shows. And there was only three channels back then. And you barely got them. I mean, you were looking at protons, basically. You know, you had to have an aerial.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And there was a man named Sid Caesar, and he had a show called Your Show of Shows. And if you go on YouTube, you can look those shows up, and you can see this dynamo. And I remember that was the first thing that struck me when I was a little kid. He was like the first thing I saw on TV. And I was molecularly disassembled after watching it. And I was saying to my mom, you know,
Mom, I don't want to be like that guy.
She was like, you better not, you know. But I was a weird kid. I mean, I was a freak. And I used to run around Tourette-ing out noises and making voices all the time. And they were like, can you not do this? Can you not do that? But what we didn't know, nobody knew, is I was on the autism spectrum, and I couldn't tie my shoes, I couldn't tie a necktie. My dad thought I was stupid and used to beat my head in all the time, so I left the planet. I just went away. While he was hitting me, I just went away. And this whole world was right there waiting for me, you know? And it was like, to survive, I had to not be present.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's how you escaped, is you would come up with different voices and different characters?
Yeah, because I was nonverbal in the beginning. I didn't know what to say or how to say it. But if I heard guys on the radio or a television show or something like that, I could do it. I could even mimic the mistakes the big dumb announcers used to make. This can clue, this can clue, this can clue, that is all.
Do you remember some of the first voices you ever did?
God, I don't know. I was...
Sounds just like a baby. That's amazing.
I was on stage because I played music many years ago. I used to make a living playing guitar and singing. And I was in bands in like the 60s and 70s. And if I broke a string on stage or something, we didn't have roadies. And this is where the Fry voice comes from. I was 25, and I was nasally and whiny and complainy. You know, I was like, oh, man, I broke a string. Now what am I going to do?
Oh, shit.
You know, I blew up an amplifier. I'm so embarrassed. You know, and I was, and so he became the template, my 25-year-old self. And I was also a project for a girl, I remember. I was needy. I was like, my collar was always messed up, and my hair was like
Can't you fix yourself up? Let me.
We love projects.
We're going to the supermarket. We're going to the clothing store, and I thought that would be perfect for Philip J. Fry because she's so strong. Leela is so strong and decisive, and he's like needy.
I love their love.
They work out, you know.
It's a great combination. Well, it's also what most men like to be changed. That's what we're
unless you're
for,
a one like, night yeah boom that just boom boom.
But we do that like I'm really looking for a woman to change me.
I don't mind. I'll give up power in the bedroom. I don't care.
I'm too old to worry about it. I can't even. I don't even know where to start.
Someone asked me. I was losing my voice. You can tell, screaming and yelling. And somebody said, "You want some tea?" And you don't. If you say that to a 70-year-old guy, I think they're talking about testosterone. You want some tea? No. Yeah. How did you know? I have.
That stuff's actually really good for you.
What?
Okay,
tea?
Wow. We're
testosterone.
Going.
Testosterone.
I hear voices sponsored by testosterone.
I've heard good things.
This podcast is brought to you by Bluetooth. Now, cancer comes in a new color. Blue. Bluetooth.
Okay, so let's go back, right? That's usually what we do is we start at the beginning, and we just heard some really big, important things about his childhood.
It's only a half hour. We can't unpack too much.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, all right. Well, but he had all these voices, and eventually he ended up on Howard Stern doing celebrity impressions.
Well, yeah, but I'm trying to look at the pages.
I mean, this is hard, man. You're too famous. You're just too iconic.
I was on the Stern Show from like 89 to 95. Hey, Robin, I just farted.
And you did celebrity impressions.
What?
And you did celebrity impressions then.
Yeah.
What had you been doing right before that, though?
Right before that, I was working in radio in Boston.
Okay.
Okay.
And I used to, you know, it was a playground because it was FM radio. And the program director, he had a soft spot for artists. He was like an art type, you know. He loved music and he valued artists. And so he let me and this other guy just run wild. Well, we had an idea. We'll just go and do it, you know. And we did this stupid thing once. We had Peter Falk in a travelogue, you know, and if you remember Columbo, he was like, you know, sir, can I ask you where you bought those shoes? I'm sorry to bother you again, sir. But, we had him and it says, you know, stay tuned for, Peter Falk as he visits the town of Athol, Massachusetts. It's a real town.
Yes.
So he's going, this is beautiful. That's the municipal building over there. This is beautiful. Over there, look at that. That's the public library. You know, and then it says, so join Peter Falk for Falk in Athol.
And you got away with that.
I said that one gonna swear. I can't swear. I can't drink.
He said it's a family-friendly show.
We said we're going family-friendly.
And then Billy West took the stage.
So I said, I won't do nothing.
Thank you. We still love you. No matter who you are, we love you.
You have a filthy mouth, though.
So what was your first did you jump then into animation, or did you do, like, commercial voiceover?
No,
or?
when I moved to New York, I started auditioning in New York terms, meaning that was supposed to be the big time.
Yeah. Mm.
And it wasn't like big time when I was running around. It was like the level of radio there was real mediocrity. You know, Howard was like the breakthrough. He was the only, and then little myopic program directors began to give permission to their staffs, you know, with Howard's success. They said, okay, do the Stern Show. So there were Weather Howards and there were Chick Howards and there were, you know, Sports Howard.
It's a whole genre.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he's being nibbled to death by ducks. And, you know, it always happens. It's like that's how trends happen.
Sure. Right, right.
Yeah, everybody wants to be first, to be second, to do something.
That's true.
So then what was your first animation gig then?
First animation gig was in 1988. It was called Beanie and Cecil. And it was a revival of a 60s cartoon. And it was a big, giant sea serpent and his little pal, Beanie, who had a propeller hat. And it was the guy animating it was John Chris Velucci. That's how I met him. And we did this show, and he was putting all kinds of stuff in the show without okaying it, and he went to war with ABC. Next thing you know, the dumpster.
Yeah.
And then it turned out to be his M.O. because he hired me to do Ren and Stimpy, and it's like after six episodes, he shot himself in the foot again. You know, so, but that was, you know, a lot of screaming and yelling. I guess that's, I'm relegated to that. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Oh, my goodness.
We got to talk some Ren and Stimpy. We've got to talk.
I hate you, you fool. You idiot. Yeah.
Wow, guys.
Come on.
What a treat.
Ren and Stimpy, I remember Ren and Stimpy kind of changing the ballgame a little bit for animation.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. But that was a good time, though, because, there was a lot of, there was The Simpsons, and then there was Ren and Stimpy, which was in no way like The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And then there was Beavis and Butthead, which was in no way like the other two.
Yeah.
So that was like a renaissance going on. You know, we finally got away from little Roseanne Barr cartoons and Hammer Man and all that shit. You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've talked about how the animation in the sort of the 80s, the early 80s, was mostly
was
just a
awesome.
Yes, but a lot of it was...
Don't mess with my G.I. Joe.
We've talked about...
That was good.
Even said, now, you even said that G.I. Joe was mostly animated and the voices were to sell toys.
Oh, well, the whole thing... I mean, during the 80s when it was G.I. Joe, Mask, Transformers, Thundercats, they were half-hour commercials. I mean, that's all it was. It was a commercial to sell the toy.
Right.
But when you're eight, that's all you needed was the commercial to sell the toy.
I used to sit in those meetings where executives would go... Now, the idea of power and control is very seductive to little kids. Okay, I know that. Everybody knows that, but you put it in that, you know.
Yeah,
when you say
wow.
It like that, it's just weird. Yeah.
Very different
that's
meetings.
How you get kids to sit up and bark like Lassie. You control the action. You control the power.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it was, though, and that made me want to run out and get He-Man. I mean,
yeah.
That's...
Did you have any real power?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Did you try to jump off a roof? And...
Well, no, of course. Wow, we have very different childhoods, Billy.
You can jump off a roof. The difference between objective and subjective reasoning is you don't have to jump off a roof to know that it'll hurt, but you do to know how much it'll hurt.
Yeah. That,
okay.
Wow, interesting. Hashtag of the day. were you on any of those? Did you do G.I. Joe?
No, I had
Transformers
this was before I was out there.
Right. Yeah, because you said 88 is when
I knew a guy on that show.
On G.I. Joe?
Who was from Boston. He was a crazy madman, but he was brilliant. His name was Chris Latta, and he was very self-destructive, and ultimately they found him in an empty car, you know, a couple of shots to the dome. So.
Wow.
He was into drugs, you know.
Yeah,
I don't want to know.
Let this be a lesson.
It was disco. It was animation.
And it's nothing that four shots to the dome couldn't fix.
Exactly. But
I'm so happy you're all here for the last live I Hear Voices podcast.
But the thing that I... Bringing it back in. And it ends there. And it comes back here. Ren and Stimpy.
What was it like being on G.I. Joe? He's got four shots to the dome and the kids are jumping up.
First of
I don't
all,
even want to ask about Transformers.
Billy be Billy, because that is the only Billy I want. And gosh, do I want you.
Yes, this is how it is. This is how we want it.
Now, Ren and Stimpy, we'll go back to
we're
this,
going back
right?
to Ren and Stimpy.
Really, though, because that animation wasn't about selling toys. And
no.
It sounds like you were doing something that did change the game. The voices were different. It was just, the stakes were so different. Was that rewarding for you to do what you had been doing on The Stern Show and on radio? But then what was that transition like?
It was crazy because what I did, my audition tape for Ren and Stimpy sold the show to Nickelodeon, the women at Nickelodeon. It's like John Chris Velucci came to New York and he said, we're going over to Nickelodeon, and we were literally in a closet up the hall from Kurt Loder's office. This is like a Hollywood story. It's sitting in there and I've got this little script and a microphone was on a broom or some shit. You know, and it was like I was reading as both voices, and he said, okay, I'll be back. And he goes in to the women at Nickelodeon, and he came out and he said, congratulations, what you did sold the show. And I said, great. And then he decided he wanted to do the Ren character, and I didn't give the fat frog's ass who did what, you know?
Yeah.
I had a job. I was, like, so happy. I'm going to get paid to do voices. Oh, my God in heaven, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so so then he got himself fired from the show. So they went back, and they said, wasn't Billy supposed to do both? And they said, okay, let's have him do it. But they were a little hesitant because you got him on the ropes at negotiation time, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's when you are the entire show. Yeah, that's helpful.
You should have been the executive producer, if you ask me.
Yeah.
So did you?
Yeah, what happened?
What the heck, man?
I guess I was stupid.
you were professional.
I mean, was young and stupid.
I get that.
But I was beautiful.
You were beautiful.
And stupid.
So Ren and Stimpy, when did you know that was really making waves? And then what was your next?
Yeah, because that exploded. I mean, Ren and Stimpy kind of also Nickelodeon, because I was on Nickelodeon back in the day. Like, I got slimed Nickelodeon.
Oh, wow.
It was like the animation was non-existent. It was still kids essentially running the entire network. And Nickelodeon has these peaks and valleys.
Yes.
And so they were in a valley, and then Ren and Stimpy comes along.
Yes. Well, that show was part of a three-cartoon animation block for Sunday mornings. Jerry Laybourne, the woman running Nickelodeon, was brilliant. And she just said, we want to do what the networks aren't doing. Like, what is it we can do that they don't do? Well, they show all their cartoons on Saturday mornings. Okay, we're going to do it on Sunday mornings. You know, it's a simple thing, but it was like it separated them from the pack, which was a brilliant move. And then they had a show, Doug.
Yeah. My favorite
Doug.
Show.
Man, Nickelodeon.
They're older now. They're 20.
Yes.
They're like 27 or something now.
I love Doug.
And it's like, you know, you never know how they're going to turn out. Dear Journal, today I blew up a courthouse.
I love it,
Sam in the courtroom. Judge Roger Klotz. Order! Order in the court! Oh, look who it is in my courtroom. Funny, you loser! I knew I was going to see you in here one day. Order! Guilty! Guilty! You're going to jail, Funny, for 500 years. Guilty!
I love it.
Oh, no.
Was he with Patty Mayonnaise? Did Doug end up with Patty Mayonnaise?
What?
Did Doug end up with Patty Mayonnaise?
Only in conjugal visits.
Oh, jeez.
It's been 20 minutes, as you can see the man with the yellow sign.
I have the man with the yellow hat.
So here we are at Doug.
Oh, we're only at Doug. Can we skip forward?
No, we shouldn't, because Billy is amazing to watch.
He is amazing
to watch.
This. But unfortunately, we've only got like another 10 minutes with Billy, and we've got to get to
And my
the
voice
show.
Is blowing out,
yes.
so I can entertain you with my Stephen Hawking impression. I hate you. You suck. You.
I got nothing.
You suck.
I got nothing.
Are you guys having a good time at our podcast? This is wild. I mean, we are so lucky to have this kind of energy.
I know. Well, I've got to jump ahead. I'm sorry. I have to jump ahead because you were on a show that was on the air and amazing, then taken off the air, then was on the air and amazing, then was taken off the air,
show.
And now is on the air, is going to be on the air again.
Yes.
And that is Futurama.
Yeah.
And we got to get to Futurama.
That was my favorite show because of the writing.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
The funniest line to me was something I didn't even understand when I read it. It was like, hey, Fry, I heard beer makes you stupid. And he goes, no, it doesn't. And I didn't get it. And I looked at David Cohen, the director, and I said, David, no, it doesn't? He goes, please read it as written. So I said, all right, okay, but I'll be back for the $900 fix-it fee. And then finally it's on TV, and I watch it, and I went, because it was the best acting I had ever done. Fry didn't know what he was saying, and I didn't know what I was saying when I read it as Fry. So it was so honest and so true.
I love it. All right, so as a fan, because I am a huge fan of Futurama, I really am. I'm a huge Futurama fan.
I'm a huge Billy West.
I think it's a better show than The Simpsons.
Tell me that you love Zoidberg right now.
Well, that's my question.
You love Zoidberg or you avert your eyes?
Yes, Zoidberg. Yes.
Genuflect.
Do you have a favorite Futurama character that you do?
No, because they were all so beautiful. Just Matt Groening, I'm in awe. I've always been in awe of him. And the fact that he can just create these beautiful characters. And my job is just like, you know, he would show you a picture. And every genius that works on the show would be working in concert, and then they hand you a picture and go, what would you do? Oh, no pressure.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But they, you know, they showed me a picture of the professor, and they said he's 147 years old, and, you know, and I said, he looks like, his head looks like airplane food. He's got, like, algae and mushrooms and... You know, and he's 147. I said, I figured that he must fart dust like a mummy. And that he's rickety, you know. So I used to be rickety, and I would go, I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Yes! So happy.
So it was like, you know, he was a combination of all these mad scientists and wizards and... you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like an amalgam. An amalgam. And Zoidberg was the same thing. He had a marble mouth because of all that cool meat hanging off his face. And I said, well, he's going to be impaired in some way. And so to make a choice there, I used to love these two guys. They were both marble mouths in showbiz periphery. One was a guy named George Jessel, who was in vaudeville before television was invented. People used to go to the theater and could sit there all the way from the daytime into the night and watch act after act, magic, you know, impressionists, jugglers, dancers, and it was variety. And this one guy, he used to be a host, and he would go, good evening, ladies and germs. You know, and for some reason they thought that was funny back then. But he would say, you know, the definition of a smartass, a fellow that can sit on an ice cream cone and tell you what flavor it is. And this guy was funny. He was funny. And then another guy from Yiddish theater, Lou Jacoby, he was in the movie Arthur, and he leaned into Arthur, and he goes, what's it like to have all that money? It doesn't suck, you know. So I super collided or cold fused, whatever you want to call it, clashed them. So you got Zoidberg out of it, you know. It was the perfect thing for him to be. He was portly, so he would have a lower register, I guess. Yeah. And Zap Brannigan, I knew Phil Hartman. Phil Hartman, when I still worked in New York.
Phil Hartman. Yeah.
Brilliant. Genius man, yeah.
He, when I still lived in New York, my wife, when I was married, called me and said, you know who just called here looking for you? I said, who? She said, Phil Hartman. I said, V, you know how many guys I know that could pull an elaborate prank
like
that on you? It might have been me. How do you know? And she goes, no, it was him, and he left his phone number, and he wants you to call him. So I go, huh? And it was him. And he said, I just wanted to call you to tell you that I'm a big fan. Oh. And I was like, I was melted because he was so generous of spirit, you know, and a guy that's like, if you could neutralize testosterone and narcissism in one shot. That's Phil Hartman.
Aww.
You know, he was altruistic and he cared about the craft.
Yeah, he was an artist. He was a true artist all the way through. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah,
and he was so nice to me. He said, "Listen, you want to move to California? You know, you got to get out of New York." And I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, everything you want to do is out here." And he said, and I'll help you get acclimated. I mean, I couldn't believe
it.
That's amazing.
That nobody is like that.
No.
Not really.
No.
I mean, I've met, you know, my contemporaries, your contemporaries, people in the business, they're like God's good people, you know.
Because they're not really nice.
Yeah.
So I think we're live.
So you moved to California after you were on Futurama?
So we're talking about Ren and Stimpy, right?
No, I moved in 1995 before Futurama
and
started.
Phil helped you set up there.
Well, yeah, and we actually did a commercial because I was the voice of the red M&M.
Yes!
I was like, right. I've been doing that for 3 decades.
Oh, my gosh!
I'm part of the American landscape.
That's an old M&M. I got to be honest with you.
They still have that one M&M commercial I see every Christmas.
Yes.
He does exist.
That was 30 years ago.
Jeez.
30 years.
What about the next 30? How fast is that going to go?
I have a question.
Wait, go ahead. Another story about M&M's is I came home from the road, and this was when I was married, and my wife was watching this HBO show called Oz.
Oh, I've seen
and
Oz.
She said, "Have you ever seen this show?" And I go, "No." She said, "Sit down." And she had already seen it, and it was running again that night, and she said, "Look at this guy. Look at this guy. He ain't no actor. This guy's the real deal. He was like the worst guy in the prison. He was a white supremacist. He was a psychotic.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
He was a murderous, conniving, crazy person." And she said, "Look at him. He's the real deal." And I went, and she said, "What?" I said, "I know him." She said, "You do?" I said, "Yeah, he's the yellow M&M. For real. It's J.K. Simmons.
It's J.K. Simmons, yeah.
Oh, man, did he love that story.
And he's a journeyman. The guy wins an Oscar. 2 days later, he's working with me, you know, doing M&Ms.
Yeah. By the way, for the record, if you're ever thinking of committing a crime, watch Oz. Yikes, that's a journey.
Lawyers could show clips of that show, you know.
Yeah.
Are you tired of taking responsibility for your own actions? Then call the law offices of Zalman and Schnurman. Have you been in an accident? Are you thinking of being in an accident? Yeah. And in Spanish, it's especialistas de slip y fall.
I have a voiceover question for you.
Yes.
So, of all of the characters that you do, how many of them do you think are taken from life? Of people you've met, of people that you know, because we're learning as we're going on this journey with all different voiceover actors, that the vast majority of them are taking them from people that they hear.
And
like, oh, that's my bank teller meets my bus driver. So how many of your voices are taken from people that you know or knew in life?
Well, there's so many different kinds of people, but there are types that everybody has crossed paths with. You know, like, and Matt Groening said, "The Simpsons is a cartoon." He said, "Futurama is real."
Yeah.
And I knew what he meant because I tried to make every character sound like it was somebody you could actually know 100%. In real life.
Sure.
You know, whether it was Fry or whether it was Nixon, you know. Because there was a real life Nixon. I did the worst Nixon impression and I didn't give a what he sounded like. They just said, "What do you want to do?"
And
I said,
"You know that?"
I think so.
No, when I was very small, John F. Kennedy and Richard M. Nixon were having a debate, the first live televised debate in history. And John F. Kennedy looked like a game show host. You know, he had buttered toast hair and that ultra bright smile and gleam in his eye. And they shot him in soft focus. And Kennedy's people told the cameraman, "Do extreme close-ups on Nixon." And Nixon was sweaty. And
profusely.
His hair was matted, and you could see his 5 o'clock shadow growing in at 1 a.m. or something, you know. And I was looking at him. He was so uncomfortable. "I want to be president of the United States because..." And I said, "Mom, he looks like he's going to turn into a werewolf." And I started going, "I want to be president because..." You know, so the writers said, why do you put that in there, you know? I said, "You don't like it?" And they go, no, we love it. We just don't know why you do it." So I had to tell them the story, and so it stayed. But it made Nixon, you know, I mean, Nixon was despicable. And so this ridiculous head in a jar that howls like a werewolf is...
Oh, I love it.
It might as well be a brand new creation.
So that's fun. There's a lot of collaboration between your big ideas and what actually makes it to the animation.
Yes.
That's amazing.
One of the jokes that people come up and try to, you know, razz me with was, "Can you just sign Billy West? What a stupid, phony, made-up name." And the writers, I wrote that. We were doing a table read on a round table, and we all had our little name tags, you know, wherever we were sitting, and our scripts. And I see mine, and I'm always screwing around. I go, "Billy West, what kind of a fake, phony, made-up name is that?" And the writers were sitting right here, and they would... And then, boom, a year later, it was in a script, and I saw it coming, and I went, oh, God. I don't believe this. But that's just this beauty of this world that they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're so brilliant. God.
So when do we get the world back is the question.
Are you excited? Yeah.
The world back?
Yeah, when do we get the show back? When is it coming out? When do
You'll
we get
have
to see it?
Call your congressman. Write your congressman and vote no on question two. No, it's going to be on Hulu.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's 20 new episodes coming.
Yes. And all original cast, too, right? All original
yes.
cast. Everybody's
yes.
back.
They said, what about what's going on with John DiMaggio? Is he going to sign him? He's just looking for the right pen. Don't worry about it.
Well, you know, we know that he would become Draken again if we ever did a Kim Possible reboot, but...
What? Oh, yeah.
He would love it.
We want... So Johnny DiMaggio, we did a show with Johnny for years where he was Dr. Draken, and so we would love to have him.
When was this?
This was pre-Futurama. It's okay. He's a guest. It was a
it's
show.
Our characters.
Kim Possible was, I think we started in 1990. And,
2000 something.
No, we were 2003, I believe we started. And Johnny was our villain.
How do you like that?
So, yeah, so he that's how we met John DiMaggio. And so he was Draken and Bender at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Think, which was so he just started doing Bender.
And you auditioned for Bender as well.
I did, but I made him sound like a construction worker. John's take on it, he disavows this, but I said, to me, it sounds like a punch-drunk fighter. Like a guy who took too many hits to the head. You know, yeah. It's like, I want to fight the champ. I want to fight the champ. You are the champ. Oh.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get one of the roles in Futurama. Well, unfortunately, we got to leave it there.
Oh, Billy, we love you.
Are you that busy? Okay.
No, we want to keep you, but we want you to rest.
We want you to rest
you
your voice.
Do you want
to
stay?
Well, we'd like to play with the audience now. Will you stay while we play with the audience?
Can you play with us for one?
Yeah?
Yeah, I can stay for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to just take off out of nowhere.
So there's two. We got two mics set up if you want to try to become a voiceover actor.
Yeah, and we're saving a seat for all of you.
Oh.
It takes a certain degree of temerity.
Yes, here we go.
It takes a certain degree of self-pride.
Wow, these are some amazing drawings that were
We've
submitted
got
to us.
Drawings here submitted, and they all unfortunately need personalities. So
we're going to be putting them into this slide here.
Like we are. And I'm sorry, but as the nerd that I am, I decide all things one way and one way only, and that's with a D20. So.
I don't think we should do it any other way.
High or low?
High.
Natural 20, baby. We are starting on this side over here with
goodness.
Our first picture. I think we start.
Oh,
right
see,
here?
No, I think I have. Okay.
No, you want to start with a different one?
No, start with that one.
Did you want, you really want Billy to do
I
one
know,
of the voices,
can,
don't you?
And then he can go, but I know it's your choice now.
It's up to you, Billy,
it's
with
Billy,
your voice. You can we give you one character that you can do?
You pick. We've got these over here.
Well, wait, we gotta see it here.
We're going to show it here.
Oh, okay. All right, so here is our first one. This is going to be for Mr. Billy West.
God, I have to, you know, there's...
This is from Aaron Reynolds.
There's so many...
Author
of
Effenbirds.
There's so many places in a human throat, it's frightening.
Well, like, don't ruin any of them,
because
I really want to see Futurama.
No, even if you are blown out, there's these auxiliary ghost voices that show up. And one of them just popped out of me. I was going to tie my shoe, and I went, Hey! You know, this airy... strange, and it was sounded like Piglet, the guy that did Piglet.
Oh, sure.
And he was on Star Trek, and he goes, I want you to all die! Everybody die! So that's him.
That's him?
Okay, there we go. Oh.
Die! Everyone!
Thank you so much.
Let's get Billy, let's get him some rest, and yes. Let's give him the biggest round of applause.
Thank you. Billy West, ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend.
Oh, yeah.
wish we were recording. Oh. All right, so everybody ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot of people in line, so we want to bust through these real quick. You get one shot.
I got my way.
Here we go.
I get to follow Billy West. I'm really lucky.
Yeah, exactly. No pressure. You get to follow Billy West. Here's our first one. Ready? Here we go. Yeah, until you hear his backstory, he's crazy. I'm kidding. Do whatever you want. Go.
But what am I supposed to do without any cufflinks?
Pretty impressive.
That's pretty cool. Now, what we'll do is...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody tell us who your name is, too. Like, yell it out.
I'm Moises. I also have a microphone.
I know.
So I was able
I love.
Cheat.
That's how you know Moises is ready, because I went yell it out, and he went, shwink, and pulled a microphone from his back pocket. Have Mike Will Travel. Now, here's my question,
Brandon.
Since this is the first time we've ever done this. Do we want to do a new character, or should we do left against right to see who wins in the character off? You got to follow that? We got cufflinks, guy.
All right.
What do you got?
Okay, as you guys know me, I'm Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Let me think. Well, this is a good day. That! I think it'll be a great day in court. Probably not, I'll lose.
I actually like Brandon's.
Both pretty good.
Yes. I like Brandon's. Brandon
Both
has my
good.
Vote.
We got Brandon?
He was distinguished.
Brandon is the
I like Brandon.
Distinguished in the winner.
Okay, so next side?
By the way, you get to win nothing, unfortunately. We literally have nothing
to
give away yet.
On the podcast.
Exactly. Here we go.
So what are we doing, this one?
Do you want to do that one?
Okay. Guys, this is another Aaron Reynolds, author of Effin' Birds. And this is Octopus Man and his sidekick, a literal robin.
I'm guessing you're going to know that's actually Bruce Wayne when he takes the mask off. And... Go.
I'm Steven, by the
Hey,
way.
Steven.
Robin, I know you got hit on the head repeatedly as a child. It's probably not going to work out for you as good as it did for Billy West.
Okay, that's pretty impressive. That's a pretty good Batman.
Should she try Robin?
You almost right. Yes. Do you want to do
Robin?
Batman or Robin?
I'll do Robin.
And what's your name?
Anya.
Anya, take it away.
Well, Batman, that's kind of hard to do. I'm not sure about that. I'm just going to go crawl in a corner.
Yeah. That one's tough.
That is a great. I don't think they're a team. They're a team. No one can win that because they're no. they.
Wait,
have
should we
together.
Like poll the audience for who won instead of make us the bad guys?
I think they just yeah.
Make
no, they
the
don't want to be the bad guys either.
Right, okay.
Billy West says it's a tie.
Taylor West says. All right, your turn.
My turn. This is from Drake Gathers, and we talked about the D20. We got a Dragonborn here.
Oh.
In apparently a full-length London Fog coat. What's your name?
My name's McKaylee.
McKaylee?
Yes.
Take it away.
Well, hello there, dear. It's pleasure to meet you. My name is Sir Professor Red Scale Man. And, yes, it's a pleasure. What are you doing this fine evening?
Yes.
This is the best.
Wow, I love how he is both a sir and a professor.
He can be both.
He can.
He can. Be everything.
That was great. What do we got over here?
I am AJ.
Hi,
AJ?
Hi.
Take it away.
Okay, so here's what we'll do. We'll go down to Fifth Street and we'll see where Baker Street is. That's pretty much all I
She had more backstory.
She did. She had more backstory, AJ.
He had the sound.
We've got a winner.
I'm not an improviser.
Okay.
I'm not an improviser. The voices are great, though.
Now, you see, guys, that improvisation does... You can free yourself for that,
you
like
can.
Billy West.
Oh, wow.
This one is probably
oh,
the...
Oh, wow.
Are you sure this is a family show?
I think this is a good one.
Is this a family show after
yeah,
Billy
exactly.
West?
Yeah, exactly. We've had suicide. We've had... Let's
edit
do the picture.
Half of
yeah, exactly. It's a 9-minute podcast.
Oh.
Wow.
But I kind of think you could go against type with this.
Oh, don't direct now, Christy.
I'm sorry.
What's your name?
My name's Tim.
Tim?
Yeah.
This is Casey Parsons, by the way.
Okay. Is that now? Sometimes Casey? The artists are in the are the artists here at all?
Yay,
so
you
Casey!
Miss
Casey?
Let's have the off. Yeah.
Thank
sure.
you, Casey.
And then where's Aaron? Aaron, are you here too?
Yes, there we go. Okay.
Awesome work, guys. We love you.
This
we
is amazing.
We couldn't do what we do without
Thank
you guys.
Thank you so much for this. So there's some brilliant artists here.
Really cool.
Good luck.
Yeah, we'll do our best.
There's two faces on this guy.
So there I was, sitting in line at the candy store, and next thing you know, they tell me, well, we're out of Hershey's. I'm like, but that's my favorite candy.
Okay.
And then maybe he does the second.
That's pretty
mouth.
Strong, though. That's pretty strong. What's your name?
I'm Matt.
Oh, Matt, you're wearing a red Star Trek shirt. That doesn't bode well for you, my friend.
Which mouth am I?
Whichever you'd like. How would you like to do it? Take it away.
I'll take the top one.
Okay.
I never really thought that we would be here eating Twix right now. I wanted to go to the grocery store and get some damn Skittles.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Wow.
You guys both win that one, and I would cast it.
By the way, we should have said anything really great like that, we own automatically, and when we pitch the show, it's ours.
Yep.
Again, how do you – you can't – nobody won that. They were both great.
So good. You guys are talented.
Yeah.
Very talented.
It's too much fun.
Now I'm going to time check. What are we? Because you've got Jay and Silent Bob after us.
Another 5 minutes. All right, we're going speed lightning round. Here's your name.
Okay.
Just say your name real quick, and then we're going to bust back and forth so everyone gets a shot. Ready? Go.
Armstrong.
My name's Elizabeth. Oh, man, guys, I got to lift all this stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Estelia. All right, let's do this.
Sure, I don't really know, but I think I might go to the gym today. I promise it's not the steroids that are making me this big. It's the weights.
Yes! Again, we can't have winners.
I'm so happy
We're
right now.
We're all winners. Do that one.
Okay, this one's fun. Another Casey.
Another Casey.
Another Casey Parsons.
Wow.
Reminds me of Shel Silverstein.
Wow. Shell, yeah.
Right?
Okay, yeah. What name and bust it out.
Jason.
What do you got, Jason?
I can't see in front of me.
I like that. That works.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Hi, I'm Zach.
Hi, Zach.
What do you got, Zach?
See, this is what happens when you don't take regular showers.
Oh, man.
Those are both pretty great.
Those are both good, guys.
I want to do this one right now because I think there's a lot of fun that can be had here because I think
Oh, yeah.
There's something very strong and awesome
I
about
love
this.
Her.
Are we ready? Here we go. Straight up awesome superhero.
She's
kind
like
of
a
KP
good
lie.
She's kind like a good sheep.
Like the KP kind of. So go ahead. Name and bust it out.
My name's Kelly. I mean, ladies, are we going to let all the men look at everything we can do? There is no limit to what we can accomplish if we set our minds to it.
I love
nice.
That.
That's a good voice.
It's
That's a good voice.
Very strong.
What do you got?
Hi, I'm Aaron. Come on, ladies. You can patrol that way and I can patrol this way, and we'll call it even, hotshot. I'd
nice.
Like both of these girl voices.
Kind of cool, too. Dig in that. Oh.
All right, my turn.
Your
I only
turn.
Got two more, though. Okay?
All right, go ahead.
And then I'm out, so.
Oh,
this
here.
Is from at hit. This is from Sam Noir.
And Sam has taken no license with any character that we know of. It doesn't at all look like
Shmoda.
Yoda or Grogu at all. Go ahead. What's your name?
I'm Isaac.
Well, Mr. Gorbachev, just tear down the wall or I'll come and get you.
Yes. I love how for some reason he's involved in the Cold War. I think it's brilliant.
I've never seen you smile so big.
I'm so happy.
He's so happy.
I'm so happy. What do you got?
My name is Jason. Sat on a wall, Humpty Dumpty did. Sat on a fall down, he did. Hard, Humpty Dumpty did.
I like it.
Okay.
Wait,
guys,
I got one.
Now, okay, but how many more do we have before we have to riot and not let Jay and Silent Bob?
My guess is that's a fight we're going to lose, Christy.
Not bad for our first podcast.
No. All right, ready?
Live.
This one's pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Who's that?
Wow. Is all I got to say to that.
Which artist is that?
I don't. Unfortunately, we don't know. Is this artist? Yeah. Is the artist in the house? Sometimes the artist is in the house.
All right.
No, not that we got one. Oh, we got this one. I think we got this one to your social media.
Okay. Jeez.
So here, here you go.
Hi, I'm Linda.
Hi.
Hello, I'm Chainsaw Man. I'm gonna go over here. I'm gonna cut down your trees. I'm gonna cut down your fences. I'm Chainsaw Man.
Oh, wow. Now I want the toy.
I'm going to hear that when I go to sleep tonight.
I'm Chainsaw Man.
I'm going to cut down all your trees. I'm Chainsaw Man. I loved it.
What's your name and what do you got for us?
Right. I'm Abby.
Hi, Abby.
Well, I just think that we need to just chop down something.
Nice. These are great.
I love it.
These are,
my turn, I guess.
Go ahead.
This guy. This guy's cool. Kind of reminds me of what's that show?
BoJack Horseman.
Yeah, I watched that show too. I'm just tired. It's been a long day.
All right, ready? And
we have 2 minutes. Do the podcast
sign off. Then we take the picture.
We're going to take a picture.
I just wish somebody had given me the warning.
And also, we didn't think there would be that many people in this room, so like we are so excited.
We're going to do one more each, and then we do have to sign off.
I'm so sorry. We love you guys so much.
I'm so sorry, but this is so much fun. I love Billy West. We should have 3 hours of this.
We are going to be in Chicago. This is a thing. So tell your friends if you guys had a good time.
I'm going to let them vote real quick.
Yeah,
since
it's
the last one we do. No, do you want to do BoJack here?
Is it the last one?
Yeah,
Or is it one on each side?
Or do you want to do that one?
I like BoJack.
I think that answers the question right there. Oh, is the artist here?
I don't know.
No? Okay.
What about this one?
So here you go. Do you want to try that one too? I think this is a great way to end it right here.
Okay, let's do it. That's
all right, here we go. What's your name and what do you got?
My name is Zach.
Okay.
So, Sally, I just really wanted to ask you to prom with me, and I know no one's really asked you yet, but I really wanted to go with you.
No. Yeah,
that's so sweet. And no. Take us away. What's your name?
I'm Gregory.
Go ahead, Gregory.
Hi, guys. I'm a little nasally here. Just... Hey, when you go on a date with me, you see?
This was so much fun. I wish we had 2 hours to do this. Thank you all so much for being here. You have no idea.
Tag us, follow us.
How honored we are.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Make sure you subscribe.
Keep being voiceover actors because we need good ones. You are all incredible, and we will see you next time at Fan Expo Chicago when we're going to do this again. Thanks, everybody.
I Hear Voices is hosted by Wilfred L. and Christy Carlson Romano. Produced by Elizabeth Joy Windham and executive produced by Brendan Rooney and Wilfred L. Our sound engineer and editor is Elizabeth Joy Windham, and our video editor is Eduardo Gamba. And that was my announcer voice.
Some side effects of listening to I Hear Voices are sore abs from hilarity, falling down the Cocomelon rabbit hole, sneezing due to mass nostalgia, and hugs.
Follow I Hear Voices wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss any of the amazing voices.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at I Hear Voices Podcast. To see the video stream, subscribe to my YouTube channel.
You can also check us out on MySpace, Omegle, Vine, LimeWire, AIM, and Napster.
Okay, Will, let's teach you about the internet.
The what?